This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I avoided a bit of a trap, Gator, the other day.
Oh, did the wife ask you a question and you deferred?
100%. 100%. So we're sitting around and we had two things, right? We had one of us was going to cook dinner and the other one was going to run to Costco. And we were, all right, what do you want to do? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'll cook dinner. You go to Costco. I'm like, all right, cool. So what do I got to get at Costco? So I knew I wanted to get the Costco pot pie. That is the Karsh family go-to, busy to cook. You can put it in the, literally put it in the oven in the morning, set the timer on your oven, and it's ready for you at the end of that busy day. And everybody seems to like it. So the Costco pot pie, right? I'm going to get the Costco pot pie. And then she breaks out the Costco like flyer that came in our mail.
Okay.
And she goes, I want you to see if these lights are compatible. These outdoor lights are compatible with the ones that we already have that are out there.
Understand.
And then there are these blankets that we got that everybody really liked. I'd like you to see if they're the same like thickness. And then she had something else. I'm like, there's a lot of interpretation. I'm gonna have to do. This is a trap. And so I was like, after she was done, I was like, Can I make a suggestion? She's like, sure. I'm like, how about I make dinner?
Right, and you go to Costco.
And it was I could see it coming.
Yeah.
Because like she.
That's smart. That was a good move.
Rather than have me try to figure out if the blankets were the same or the lights were compatible or whatever.
And then was I supposed to get them if they were?
I could, but she started describing it and I'm like, I don't want any part of
no,
this.
No, no, you.
I'm gonna get stuff wrong.
I'm proud of you. You chose wisely.
Yeah.
Did she allow you to cook dinner?
Actually, what ended up happening is we both stayed at home and then we both went to Costco later. Is what happened. But
That's a happy answer.
Yeah, it was good. Like it was really, really good. But when she starts asking me to interpret instructions when it comes to shopping,
did you guys flirt going down the aisles?
No.
You're shopping together. We split up with other people. With each other.
Doug, nice relationship.
No, it's like date night.
We split up.
Yeah, Costco.
I went to get the pot pie. She was seeking some Christmas stuff.
Dude, Doug, you're so nice, man. You're so wholesome.
What are you talking about?
It's just everything you do in life, man. You know what? You're like, hey, I'm not going to figure this out. You know, maybe you should go, and you end up going together. It's just, you know, white picket fence stuff.
Am I wrong, though?
I mean, I would lie.
First of all, I think you're...
I would have just straight up lied.
What do you mean straight up lied?
I would have gone to Costco, not done what she asked, and said, they don't work. That's not...
Oh, they didn't have it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just straight up. Not even going to mess around with this. It gets me out of the house. I don't have to cook.
Yep.
And I don't have to do anything with the lights later because they don't work.
Suppose it makes sense.
I would lie,
100%.
Says.
Hysterical.
You know the difference.
I think you handle it brilliantly.
Do you?
And then on top of the fact that you guys both went to Costco? Yes.
Yeah, we ended up going to Costco together.
You get a better understanding of what's going on.
And I didn't have to do any interpretation.
Brings you guys closer together.
God, the interpretation stuff. Could you check and see if this is just like the one that we have? Because I want them to match. And I'm just like,
sure.
Well, how? I get it, man. Because it's like, let's say just with the lights thing, because that's what I can relate to. When I bought lights, sometimes they're not compatible because of the plugs, the different size stuff that this doesn't fit into this.
Yep.
Like, why is that? That's just the way it is. They don't have that.
Yep.
Then they don't make adapters for it so that you can fit one into the other one. You have to get all new lights. And then you got to make the decision, LED or get the LEDs because they're going to last because they're not going to burn out. If the other ones burn out, then you're screwed. Pain in the ass. Yep.
That's why I just lie. Like,
but you have the option.
No, Doug, I'm not. You do you, man. I'm not telling you what to do.
Your solution just, is lie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll check it out. I'm going right to the TVs. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got toilet paper. I got water.
Yeah.
The lights don't work. Sorry.
Plus, what are the
what about the
samples?
Blankets?
What are the free samples they have today?
No, I'm in and out, man. Fast AF.
Yeah. Now, do you? That's right. Keg store. Keg wants to open a store. Fast AF. Get in, get out. All right. So, story on our website, 971theticket.com, about Jack Campbell. I'm going to read this verbatim, and then I had a follow-up with Birchie, who reported it, the Birchie kid. And I want to know if any of you out there right now would say, I'm Jack Campbell. As he walked through the locker room Wednesday, Jack Campbell was lamenting the fact that he hasn't shot a white-tailed deer since his junior year at Iowa. It's one of the biggest droughts of his life. He called it, quote, disrespectful to the game. So I started texting with Birchie about it, and he texted back. He was, quote, just muttering to himself in the locker room yesterday. He's the right kind of psycho, which is a hysterical description of Jack Campbell. But last week, we talked to you hunters on Thursday's show. It was a week ago today. As you were making your plans and we were kind of, you know, discussing the hunting season, which opens on November 15th and runs through the firearm season, November 15th and runs through November 30th. And our question is, are you frustrated like Jack Campbell? Did anybody go up there? Did anybody get out there and come back empty handed? Are you in a drought like Jack Campbell's in a drought?
Well, Jack Campbell's in a drought for a different reason.
Well, he might be.
I don't think he's allowed to go hunting.
I think that's probably true.
That's the drought, is that he can't even get out because he's got a job.
Well, let's not undermine the topic. But yeah, I understand that there is a reason why. But yes, he obviously is. If their bye week fell, do you think he'd be allowed to go? Do you think it's in his contract that he can't? There's Thanksgiving, so he'll probably have Black Friday he could go if he's allowed to, right?
Maybe. I don't know. It's not much of a short week because they play the following Thursday. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah, look, I'd like to know if people have gotten shut out. Are they still shut out by this? Yep. But really what I think, Doug, is that for you,
mm-hmm.
this is just a way for you to say that you can relate to Jack Campbell because you're in the same drought. Well, you also have not been able to bag a white-tailed deer in the last three or four years.
I have not. Neither have you.
No. I mean, I'm like so Jack Campbell. But you want to say that you're like
Jack Campbell. I do have something in common with Jack Campbell. I guess... Are there any hunters out there, or do you know someone that is in a bit of a cold streak? Because right now, like Channel 7 did a story, and it was about Metro Detroit, about how we're kind of starting to get overrun with deer.
I said in the beginning of the week there were 60,000 deer that were killed in the first week, or were shot in the first week. I assume it meant killed.
Is that a high number, relatively
speaking?
Sounds
like a high number to me. I don't know, but maybe not.
Yeah. Anyway.
Because they limit how many you can grab. They limit how many you can kill.
I guess I just want to know from Hunter Guy out there, if you are in any way like Jack Campbell. Now, Jack Campbell, again, you're right. It might have a lot to do with his football schedule, but I would assume if he wanted to get out there, he could do so during Thanksgiving holiday. Always falls in deer hunting season, firearm season. So that could be something. You've got 9 days, I guess, for those of you that haven't bagged the deer yet.
So in 2022, there were just over 300,000 deer that were harvested in Michigan. Last year, it was down to 274,000.
Okay.
So
first weekend, you said it was 60?
Yes. Well, I found another story here. It says 10 hours ago, statewide, the firearm harvest total as of Wednesday afternoon was 81,000.
So that's after 5 days, it was at 81,000.
Mm-hmm.
and it's 15 days total. Is it 15 or 16? I guess it's 16 days total. So they're kind of on pace. 248-539-9797. Andy on a cell. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Andy.
Hi, guys. I got a couple things. One, I haven't gotten my deer yet. I live in Fowlerville, so I hunt close to home.
Yeah.
And my wife got her first buck ever just in bow season, just before our gun season started. And I still haven't gotten one. And I'm usually, 45 years I've been hunting, I usually get at least one. And actually, gun season goes on. There's another gun season right after this. It's muzzleloader season, but they've changed it now. I don't even know why they call it muzzleloader season, because you can use any firearm that's legal in your zone during regular gun season during muzzleloader season. So it's basically just another gun season.
So I'm glad he brings this up, because the total for all seasons to date right now, big muzzleloader with a rifle and then also with a deer, or with a bow. Is 179,000. So compared to last year's total of 274, they're already at 179.
They're getting there. So let me ask you.
Goes through the first of the year.
Andy, what's gone wrong this year?
Well, for one, I put my wife in my blind, which is where most of the deer come out. So I wanted her to get her first buck, and she did. But now I'm sitting in her blind now that she's not in it, and I'm not seeing crap that I can shoot anyway.
And are you there right now? You're not there right now, are you?
No, I'm in a semi right now. I'll be hunting. I get up at 2:30 and I hunt like 10 minutes from home. Oh, I wanted to pick one more thing, Doug. I always, you get a picture of somebody, how they look in your mind's eye because you hear them on the radio all the time.
Oh, boy.
Well, I saw you on Michigan Today or whatever it is you do with Jansen.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, you don't look like you're supposed to look. Because I thought you would look like, this real kind, nice guy. You look like a guy, if you put on a silk shirt and slick you don't have to slick your hair back, but put on a silk shirt and some Sansa belts, you could be collecting the dig for Jimmy Two Nose or something, because you look like a rough guy.
You think I look like a mobster?
Doug's just rough at the end of those broadcasts, because it's at the end of the game. Usually it's late in the day and he just wants to get the hell home, and he's unshaven. He looks like hell. And that's what it is.
He looked a little tough, I gotta say.
Yeah, he's not.
Not even slightly. 248-539-9797. I can't appreciate, though, that I do the same thing. I hear people, I just hear their voices, and then when I see them, I'm like, really?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's who that sounds like.
Yeah, but he said that's not what you're supposed to look like.
Yeah,
like it was definitive. Like, no, this is God. We made you wrong.
Well, but then to Doug's favor, he's like, you look like a badass.
I know. Compliment.
Tough guy.
Maybe. What I get because of that show all the time is I thought you were tall. I'm reasonably tall. No, you look short.
Well, because Jansen's 6'7".
He's a tree.
Yeah.
I'm standing next to a tree. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.